Howdy, this is Roymond and the Indie Content Network podcast, December 8th, and I'm going to be featuring some great independent artists, all of whom I enjoy a great deal. My tastes are both a bit eclectic and eccentric, as I'm categorized on iPodder.org. And after we get into some music, I'm going to talk a bit about some new thoughts about the concept of a network of independent music via podcasts and similar distribution methods. I think things are starting to gel, and there's certainly more than enough content out there to start thinking about how a more general audience can access this stuff and subscribe to it and establish known and trusted sources beyond poking around the iPodder directory structures or purely on occasional recommendation from friends and such, which is the best way to find the stuff you might like. But to expand that universe, I think from thousands of, and potentially millions of podcasts and other channels, we all need a little help, and we need something that's a little more intuitive, something more like TiVo's keyword preferences. I forget what they call it, but podcasting right now is about specific subscriptions, as TiVo has you subscribing to specific TV shows. TiVo also allows you to simply put in keywords and things, Audrey Hepburn, and you get an interview, and you get a biography, and you get Breakfast at Tiffany's, etc. Just shows up on your device automatically, and that's pretty cool, and I think that's perhaps the next wave of iPodder software on the client side. And anyway, to go a little beyond that, it has to do with having embedded references to podcasts, feeds within a podcast, or at least from the user's perspective, that's what it seems like. And the person with their iPod or their other portable device can subscribe dynamically right there to that embedded feed, since it was mentioned by the podcast itself or whatnot, when they synchronize their device, the iPodder client software recognizes that subscription action and adds it automatically to their subscription feeds. Maybe I'll talk a little more about this. I wrote a little bit of it at roymond.com/ICN and put it on the iPodder development Yahoo group, so hopefully somebody will pick up on it, or they'll just tell me that's a ridiculous idea. Why would you want to make an iPod a two-way communications device with subscriptions? I don't know. I'll stop rambling and get into some music. One of my favorites from Frankie Big Face off of his... I forget the name of the album. Oh, go to frankiebigface.com and look it up. This is Towering Inferno.
Do I have to be a towering inferno to get you to notice? Do I have to be a train wreck with hundreds of people holding their lovers close to their chest as they whisper their last breaths? Do I have to be a snake in a garden coiled and ready to strike with all my venom to get you to feel, to get you to feel what I feel when I feel? Do I have to be a perfect stranger? Do I have to be a different man? Because it's hard just to be who I am. Do I have to be a constant danger?
Fiery ball.
Frankie Big Face and Towering Inferno from frankiebigface.com, his album Smile If You Absolutely Have To. He does come from the songfight.org community that I have been known to feature occasionally on this show. And this particular one was from not a song fight, but an album fight. He and Jeff Fowle of Ad and the John Benjamin Band did a triple album fight. They each wrote 12 songs. I think they all contributed 4 titles and shared them. And blindly, without sharing any of the rough cuts, they each wrote songs to all of those 12 titles, rather, and put out a triple album. And you can buy it somewhere. Now, I don't know if it's available. Look it up in the links on frankiebigface.com. I'm sure there's something down there. I'm going to move on to a guy I met last year at the GEMS show, the Global Entertainment Media Show. And I met him again this year, talked a lot about his independent career. He's toured with Jewel. He's done a bunch of other things. He has no agent. He has no manager. He has no record contract. He's a damn good songwriter and has put out some really fine fine material. This one is called The Usual from his album Ancient Rituals. And this is Scooter Scuderi. And check this out, because this guy's just a real DIY guy. And he's got a great voice. He's a good guitar player. This is very well produced. It's very commercial sounding. This is the stuff that's definitely going head on with commercial releases. And he's promoting the crap out of himself at a website called firstrockstar.com. Calls himself the internet's first rock star. I'm sure he has a story about that. But he is really pushing the indie envelope for online PR and putting out material CDs, as well as setting up some digital distribution so far in a limited way. And actually, I think against his will, initially on iTunes, and he nipped that in the bud. I believe on the website you can read some about that. It's curious how artists are now able to establish themselves and promote themselves and make a living and produce really fine music independent of all the structures that the industry is dependent on to date. So this is Scooter Scuderi and The Usual.
Ignorance. despite. Never met a man so bent on destroying.
Okay, that's Scooter Scuderi and The Usual from his album Ancient Rituals, and he's at firstrockstar.com. And an interesting story in the independent music horizon. Let's see. I had mentioned earlier, I guess, about how podcasting is evolving, and been putting out an idea about how if you grade, if you're listening to a podcast like this one and you want to listen or rather subscribe to Scooter's podcast, if there was a feed with podcast enclosures, if you gave it, if there was a sort of a slug MP3 associated with this podcast, a slug for each of the subscription forms, for lack of a better word, and you grade it a certain way, you put 5 stars next to it, when your client software, your iPod or software, next syncs with your with iTunes after your iPod had synced with iTunes, it sees you gave a subscription slug file a grading of 5, and it says, "Hey, I know what that's from," and can extract the RSS feed that's associated with that slug, which is the feed to the program mentioned in the iPod or referenced in the iPod, and it automatically adds it to your subscription feeds for you. So in this way, when you're listening to me and I say, "Hey, there's a podcast feed for Scooter," and he puts out independent music, or for that matter, I do that every few weeks or months at times, you want to hear it, there's a subscription slug in your subscription form playlist or something like that, you know, and it's named Scooter Scuderia. And you go there and you give it a rating of 5, and then you go on your merry way and keep listening to what you want. Next time everything syncs up, it automatically subscribes to that feed. And so those things start showing up on your iPod. And so from trusted sources, from podcasts that you're listening to, you're getting references to others, adding them interactively via your mobile device rather than having to go back and manually do it on the web. And I kind of think that's sort of a cool way to add things. I listen to, MWS Media, and the music he plays there is great. And he mentions other things and Adam Curry and whatnot. If Adam had could embed these feeds in his podcast, and there was a mechanism for me while I'm listening or after I'm listening or something, I don't have to scribble down website addresses or band names, but I can go to this sort of subscription form playlist and recognize what it is and say, yeah, that's the one. Subscribe to that. And ignore the ones I don't want, and those get erased next time. And the whole thing gets cleaned up after the next sync of everything, and you've added to your subscription feeds in a sort of constructive way. So anyway, I talk about that on the blog at roiman.com/ICN, and welcome any feedback to that. How do we extend podcasting to the user as well as to the network, and sort of open this up a little more? What next? I think I'm going to go with Skeleton Killers, a Brooklyn band, or a displaced Boston band, I guess. The leader was the man behind my new fighting technique is Unstoppable, the online comic strip, and also Get Your War On at, what the heck is it? It's really fun, MNFTIU.cc. My new fighting technique is Unstoppable, and you could go there and see Get Your War On and other things. Well, he's a singer and a songwriter and a guitarist in a band called the Skeleton Killers, and I saw them in Williamsburg last year. The site seems to be down for the Skeleton Killers. The Get Your War On is up. But the Skeleton Killers apparently have disappeared from the web. I don't know what's up with that. Maybe it's temporary. But here's a song called Love Ain't Right, It's Wrong.
for so long. My heart is like an ancient, holy, holy song. Love ain't right, it's wrong to hold someone for so long.
Skeleton Killers. That'll kill your, clear your closets. Love Ain't Right, It's Wrong. And I love that. I don't know. But we're going to really shift gears here to America's premier Suburbabilly band, Suburbabilly, the Jukebox Sinners. And the bass player, who claims his name is Dirk Diablo, used to be a bass player in my old band, the Soulfish, and many years ago. And he was into heavy shit back then, and here he's playing acoustic, which is sort of cool. This is The Grape and the Grain from Jukebox Sinners. We'll be right back.
getting loose and feeling fine. But then she started drinking schnapps. Someone had to call the cops. I guess she never stopped to read the sign. That's it, don't mix the grape and the grain. The bed will spin, you'll surely go insane. Now baby, you'll be out of luck if you hurl in my truck. So don't mix the grape and the grain. Sippin' Jack, I held her head so she could yak and spray those multicolors on the wall. Oh baby, don't mix the grape and the grain. The bed will spin, you'll surely go insane. Now baby, you'll be out of luck if you hurl in my truck. So don't mix the grape and the grain. Before beer, there's no need to fear the liquor after wine. We'll surely have you crying. Now you've passed out from all your having fun, and it's quite clear that I'll be getting none. I lie in bed and pitch a tent, lament my money's all been spent, 'cause you drank two instead of drinking one. The bed will spin, you'll surely go insane. And ladies, you'll be out of luck if you hurl in my truck. So don't mix the grape and the grain. Wow, don't mix the grape and the grain. The bed will spin, you'll surely go insane. And baby, you'll be out of luck if you hurl in my truck. So don't mix the grape and the grain.
Grape and the Grain from the Jukebox Sinners. They're no longer about, but their website lives on, and so do the MP3s there. And that's it for this edition of Indie Content Network. I'm going to be doing some more reviews. I'll have a Song Fight review for this week's titles, hopefully tomorrow or the next day, and more discussion about the Indie Content Network concepts and what podcasting is will become as a broadcasting distribution medium. Have a good one.